Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, it is 449. Time for the newsroom temperature check, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. They won't be comfortable until you are. AmericanWeathermakers.com. Mary, what's your story today?
Okay, we have to do a Golden Bachelorette update.
Oh, yes. Finally.
I know you boys were waiting for this. The premiere date has been set for September 18th. So the summer press tour is underway for Joan Vassos. She is the new Golden Bachelorette.
I love her.
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's 61 years old. She competed on Gary Turner's season, and she left during week three because her daughter had a baby and she wanted to help her out. So anyway, that's going to start in September. Are you guys going to watch it this time?
Absolutely.
Never see it, never miss it.
Oh boy. Well, Joan said she's good friends with Gary now, and he's been giving her advice. So I worry about that.
Yeah.
Other Bachelor Nation news, Bachelor in Paradise has resumed. That has been renewed for season 10 after a big list. And season 21 of The Bachelorette started the other night. I'm not watching it anymore.
Why?
So, I just don't feel, I'll watch the Golden Bachelorette. I don't know. I just don't feel like watching the other ones. I saw enough of The Bachelor in Paradise and all that. So, yeah, so that started the other night. And some texters were asking, how come Mary's not talking about The Bachelorette? It started. Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not watching it.
But I saw something today. Susan Lucci. You know, Susan Lucci.
Oh, yeah, they wanted her to be the Golden.
She did confirm that, yes, they wanted her to be the Golden Bachelorette. And she turned it down. She's 77 years old. She was married to Helmut Huber from 1969 to 2022. And she said she's just not ready to date.
Yeah.
She looks fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Good for her.
He hasn't aged in like 40 years.
I know. And she said that she's had some heart issues over the past 4 years. She's had a couple procedures. She had a 90% blockage in one and a 75% blockage in the other. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, she defies everything that what we usually see as heart disease. I mean, super fit, healthy.
Very thin. And she always worked out. She always talked about it, I believe. Yeah.
But
must
maybe
be genetics.
Who knows? All right. What do you know? Steve, your mic's on. You're ready to go.
I know nothing. Bankrate did a study. What percentage of Americans do you think have a side hustle?
I want one. Every day I'm like, I got to come up with something.
You don't have a side hustle?
50%.
50? You've got a side hustle, right, Mary?
I do. My voiceover.
Kevin?
Stuff.
I'll go 31%.
You do a little side work?
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, is side work a bunch of different jobs? Is that considered side hustles? Or you know what I'm saying?
It's anything that brings in a little extra income.
Yeah, so you've got your primary job and then you've got your side hustle.
But what if you don't have a primary job? You just have a bunch of part-time jobs.
Like that's like a gig income. That's,
okay, yeah, you're
that's
a gig
not
worker.
True, then.
More than one-third, 36% of U.S. adults earn extra money beyond their main source of income through a side hustle. And what do you think the average amount is? It went up.
$12,000.
A month.
Oh, a month.
I guess I should specify.
$1,500.
$891 a month, up from $810 in 2023. 52% of side hustlers say they've been doing it for more than 2 years, and 37% say they do at least some of it to spend on things they want. I think I've had a side hustle my entire career.
You really have.
I really have, one or another.
And Kevin, you said you've got a side hustle.
No,
what do you
I was
do?
Lying. I wish I did.
Oh.
But you work TV. I mean, you have a bunch
stuff.
Of different
TV
jobs.
Stuff, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Podcast.
I mean, it sounds like a consistent side hustle, you know?
Right.
But there's little things, I guess. Inconsistent side hustles. I would say that.
I want a food truck.
Yeah, well, I want a hot dog stand. That's my dream.
I saw one on an auction site the other day for $5,500. It's all ready to go. And I'm thinking, okay, now I got to decide what
kind of
food.
You're always driving everywhere. You can drive back and forth
right.
from Chicago to the farm. And you
just
can just
pull
stop
over.
Forever. Yeah. I got tacos, hot dogs, whatever.
There's a pizza truck that shows up at little bars down by the farm, and they show up every Thursday at this place called Jay and Nancy's, and they make a killing. That people are lined up because there's no pizza joints down by the farm.
I mean,
so,
think about some of these late night hot, like in New Orleans, all those hot dog stands that pop up. Those guys got to be making a killing.
They are. They are. I know a guy that, well, I know of him, but he had a hot dog place up around Algonquin. Maybe you know it was on that bike path, and they said he made $100,000 every summer selling hot dogs.
Wow. Yeah, I got to do that next summer.
What's your story?
So we talk about Costco a lot, I feel like, because people love Costco, right? Whether it's the $1.50 hot dogs or their pizza slices. And they also have been known to sell some pretty extravagant things. You know, we talked once about that massive La Crusade 157-piece set they were selling. I think gold bars at one point. Costco offers pretty much everything you could think of, right? I mean, you can get everything you want at Costco. They now have an apocalypse dinner kit. And it comes with 150 servings of food. It lasts 25 years. It's available at Costco for $99. I think they're going to move a lot of these.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Wait, what is it?
It's an apocalypse dinner kit. It comes with 150 servings of food.
What?
And it lasts an apocalypse dinner kit.
So when you're trapped,
I don't get it.
So
you
got
to hide in the basement because the big Civil War is coming.
Oh, remember all those a bunker thing.
The Y2K people.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It has, let's see here. They've got 12 servings of pasta Alfredo, cheesy macaroni, 6 servings of teriyaki rice, potato
pot pie. So if the zombies don't kill you, the food will.
Well, is it like any frozen stuff, or is it all canned?
No, I think it's
all, it's like, the apocalypse, Mary. Your freezer's not going to be working.
Exactly.
Mary, get your brain around this, okay?
Oh, it just sounds like just a bunch of canned goods.
Yeah, but okay.
Well, it's like dried food that you could heat up.
So remember Y2K when people thought we were going to lose power?
Oh, yeah. I know what it is.
Well, you seem not to because you're talking about frozen food.
Well, you're talking about like Stouffer's things.
All right. It has a variety of delicious meals, easy prep. You just got to add water. It contains a total of 25,280 total calories, made in the USA, and again, up to a 25-year shelf life, $99.99.
Wow.
Yeah, you buy a couple of those, put them in your basement or your shed, just in case, I guess.
My neighbor, Harold, who is a World War II vet, he and his other neighbor, Al, they moved into these houses, Sears houses, at the same day back in the 40s. And he, when he was moving out, gave me, he had a World War II bunker food container.
Wow.
And it's like, it looks like a 5-gallon tank of gas, or gallon of gas, or gas can. I don't really know what's all in it. It's sealed, but
do you still have it?
I do. I have it in my basement.
You got to open it up.
What did they say the shelf life was on that?
I don't think it's still the shelf life.
You got to bring that in. Let's open it up.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty interesting.
Our Mormon neighbors back in the day, growing up on 28th in Rockford, there was something where they had all the water and all the food they would need for a certain designated amount of time should something happen. And it wasn't unusual back then.
Yeah. I'm sure more and more people are preparing for an apocalypse these days. But for $99, pretty good deal.
I mean, what do you want to stick around for?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I'm just, it's
out everything's
there.
Gone.
Costco wants to provide everything you could possibly need, including an apocalypse 150-serving emergency food bucket.
And of course, you need the secret room, too.
You know what? I just looked at their website, and it has 409 reviews already. So.
Wow.
These are moving. And maybe so, some people bought it just to try the food. I don't know.
I'll ask for Mary. Any frozen pizzas?
Uh-huh.
Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.